It was perhaps the most celebrated and emblematic uprising of what's been called the Arab Spring. When the Egyptian president Hosni Mubarak stepped down in February after 18 days of resilient protest, the feeling of liberation right across the region was palpable, and just about anything seemed possible. But the revolution is far from complete, and just lately it's begun to turn a little bit sour. YouTube footage of military police beating a female protester this week has sparked fresh anger on the streets of Cairo, and it signals a worsening relationship between the army and the people. The latest clashes see demonstrators hurling rocks and pieces of metal over a concrete barricade erected by troops. The National Archives were burnt when the Institute of Egypt was set alight, and many Egyptians fear that the military will simply refuse to give up its transitional power. Joining me from Cairo, just metres, as it happens, from Tahrir Square, which has been the nerve centre of this action, is a businesswoman and one of the founders of the very recently established Egyptian Justice Party. Her name is Dalia Yusuf, and she joins me now. Thanks so much for doing so.
Thank you, Waleed.
Police have claimed that Egyptian troops have used brutal force against them. The footage seems to confirm this. Is that what you're seeing?
The recent events started by apparently military troops using force against, according to my information, it's a male protester that was actually on strike for 4 weeks in front of the cabinet, was playing football and tried to reach for his ball inside the cabinet premises and was beaten up, apparently. All Egyptians, including myself, are very sorry for what's happening to our country now.
Are you sorry or are you scared?
Both, Waleed. We're sorry and we're scared. We're sorry because we never thought that it would end up Egyptian to Egyptian. What's happening now is that we're fighting each other.
Do you know what the death toll is from these latest clashes?
12. Today another one died, one that was hospitalized, I think, 2 days ago, hurt, he was injured 2 days ago, and so now we're up to 12 dead.
At the time of the uprising that seemed successful in February, the relationship between the people and the police was something that had always been considered to be hostile, but between the people and the army was considered to be a highly conciliatory relationship. This was the people's army, it's a conscription army, the army were the sons of the Egyptian people.
Right.
Has that now completely broken down?
The society is split about that. Due to the withdrawal of the police from the Egyptian street ever since the 28th of January when the revolution started up, the army has had to take the first step forward, unfortunately. So now they're in confrontation with the people in the street, with the demonstrators, and that's not where the army belongs. And that is what has caused friction the past 11 months. Of course, you know, an army is not trained to perform inside a country. They're trained to protect your borders. So when they start acting, they're definitely very harsh.
But nonetheless, the army has shown a preparedness to use live ammunition against its people. This is surely something that's going to erode any trust that may have existed, even if that relationship was previously famously convivial.
Definitely so. We already lost the trust between the people and the police here in Egypt, and it's sad to see it slowly eroding between the people and the army. When I say the society is split, I meant that at least 50% of the Egyptian society see that the army has a right to do what it does, that demonstrators and strikers are allowed to demonstrate, they're allowed to say no, they're allowed to strike, they're allowed to do what they want, but without wrecking anything.
You are standing right now, a matter of metres really, from Tahrir Square, that's where you live. What's the mood there? Do you have any optimism, given what you've seen from your vantage point?
Very depressing. This time, Waleed, it's really different from every other time we've had problems since the revolution, and there've been quite a few, you understand. This time, the people that are in these demonstrations and in these actions and events are different. They're not the same people we're used to see. They're not the same youth. Definitely not the revolutionists that started off all this on January 25th and toppled the regime.
So who are they? Who are these people?
They seem to be anywhere from the age of 12 to 17 and 18, teenagers. They're children. They obviously are being used. They don't know what they're doing.
But who is behind that? That's what I'm trying to get to.
There's a lot of stories about that. You know, you understand the armed forces had a press conference earlier today, about this, and they had some videos. And according to the armed forces, there are movements from inside Egypt that are using these children to stir all this up. And there's also been some indication of outside forces. But
isn't that a convenient argument, though, for the armed forces to be running, given that there's popular anger at the fact that they refuse to give up control?
That is another scenario that's going around, but I think the Egyptians are sick and tired of all the conspiracy theories and all the conspiracy scenarios that we're hearing, and there is absolutely no evidence or proof of any of this.
Dalia Yusuf, it's a very tough time for you. I appreciate you taking the time to speak to us at this moment, and I really hope all the best for the future of your country.
Thank you very much, Walid.
That's Dalia Yusuf, a businesswoman and one of the founders of the Egyptian Justice Party, recently formed.